looking at, you know, now, you know, conference schedule, you've been able to accomplish that 2 years in a row, be top of the league, win a national championship, and now you got to add in Iowa schools. I mean, what kind of learning curve is that going to be? Now you got to kind of scout teams you haven't really paid attention to in the last, you know, 3-4 years.
So, you know, third season as head coach, fourth season involved in Hutch. In my first season here at Hutch, you know, as the offense coordinator under Ryan, we did play the Iowa Conference. And so, you know, I think number one, that brings you back to some kind of familiarity post-COVID, is that we're kind of getting back to where we were at before all the pandemic stuff hit. Definitely know that there are, you know, some very good football programs, you know, number one. And so it's just going to be, you know, the Jayhawk Conference extended, you know, now that we've got those Iowa schools in the league, because those, you know, they're very good programs. They're going to be tough opponents each and every week with great players and great coaches. We got to take into the travel aspect a little bit more than we've had to when we're just playing Jayhawk Conference schools. But excited to have them. I mean, I think it eliminates any kind of questions for both sides of the league now, in the Iowa Conference or the Jayhawk Conference, on strength of schedule and just being able to compete against one another is only going to bring our league and this alliance up one more notch in junior college football.
Talk about the predictions. Obviously, you guys go number one, Garden City right under you, number two. What is it about, you know, and I asked Bryce this over at Butler, what is it about Garden that just, you know, is always so tough about that team? You know, they're always right there looking at the top spot, but it seems like, you know, they've been just so close each year. Last year, a comeback win for you guys at our home stadium might have been what did it for us. So what do you look at as maybe some of the things you have figured out with the team, and what are things that you're still trying to understand about what Garden City changes up?
Well, I think, I mean, anytime you play Garden City, regardless if it's at Garden or at home, you're going to get a great football game. And really, that's all it comes down to, is there's going to be breaks throughout the course of the game that you got to try to get. And what that secret is, I don't think we know exactly, but they're always, you know, well-coached and out of extremely a wealth of talent each and every year. And Coach Minnick and his staff do a great job of prepping those kids and having them ready to play each and every Saturday. So I think for them, you know, we know it's going to be a quality opponent, just like darn near everybody else in our league, and it's a dogfight, it's a battle, and that's kind of what we expect anytime we're playing the old Bronkbusters.
Obviously, offense is the number one thing for your team. What do you look to go to this year? Do you look to keep the same kind of scheme, like a spread, air raid kind of go, or do you try to change it up and get, you got guys coming in that are really good on the ground?
Yeah, I think it just depends on what we're good at, and maybe we haven't identified that yet. You know, I think we got an idea of what our kids can be good at, but really as we get going throughout fall camp and the first couple of weeks, trying to find that identity offensively. You know, we're still going to have to be able to make sure that we can continue to run the ball well. You know, that's going to be a staple of what we do each and every year, but also having the pieces of the puzzle to be able to flick it around and spread people out and take advantage of it when they do take away the run is a big part of that.
Obviously, the Hutchinson's obviously a great sports complex. I mean, there's so much tradition there. A beautiful stadium. Last two seasons now, you're going to have to travel to Garden City to play that game. Do you wish that would have been a home game for you guys, or does it not really matter? You go on the road and you play the same kind of deal.
Yeah, I love that trip out west. You know, it's no, I don't mind. It doesn't matter where we play. You know, we know that game is going to be a big-time football game. And whether you're pulling up on a bus from the eastern half of the state or the middle part of the state and pulling up out west in Garden City and the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour or vice versa, and they're coming to Hutch and you see their buses roll up, you kind of get chills and the hair stands up on the back of your neck, because you know it's a big-time football game that's about to happen and about to kick off. So, yeah, I mean, obviously travel-wise, going out there 2 years in a row is just part of the deal, but, you know, it'll be like – it could be the other way around, and that's just kind of how the schedule rotates.
You mentioned wind out in western Kansas. Fun tidbit, the last time the Bronkbusters got a win over you guys was when the wind didn't go in your guys' favor on a final field goal kick. So, Coach, we wish you the best of luck for the season, and thanks for the chat.
I appreciate it. Thanks.